Well, I think thanks to the prompt reactions of the Czech authorities in putting up flood defences, they have avoided sort of catastrophic damage to the city, especially the old historical city, which attracts so many tourists, that we saw back in 2002 in the last big floods here. I think they learned a lot of lessons there, certainly in terms of the need to act very quickly. They shut down the city's metro system very, very quickly. We haven't had a metro in the city centre for several days now, and they put up those flood defences. And all of that combined of course with evacuating people in time, means that they, I think, prevented this from becoming a truly huge disaster rather than the present situation where it's caused a lot of disruption and a lot of damage, but it hasn't been a catastrophe.
And how bad is the situation in other parts of the country?
Well, there it is still quite bad. Certainly a lot of damage was done in the first few days of flooding in the south and also the west of the country. There, many villages and small towns which, you know, just don't have the budget and the resources to build these metal flood defences. There, obviously, the damage was quite bad, with whole streets, houses inundated, and I think in total across the country, something like 20,000 people evacuated. So there they are, obviously counting the cost, and of course the cleanup operation begins.
And you mentioned the cost there. I mean, it's going to run into hundreds of or tens of millions of euros, obviously.
Absolutely, yes. The Prime Minister, Petr Nečas, he appeared at the first real press briefing by the government since the flood crisis started. He was asked, you know, will the Czechs turn to the EU to help finance the reconstruction recovery effort? He said it's still too early to say because this disaster is still unfolding. It's not over yet. And until it is, they can't really put a price tag on how much damage has been caused.
And how have the Czech people reacted this time round then?
Well, I think in general, the consensus is that they are quite happy, satisfied with the way that the authorities handled things. There's the floods didn't come as a surprise to anybody. I mean, it has to be stressed, they weren't, you know, flash floods that cascade down river valleys very, very quickly, taking people by surprise. The river waters, even though they were very, very high, they did rise very slowly. So this was a situation that people across the country were watching on TV, on the internet. Everybody had, you know, Facebook pages open and were looking at the photos and videos. They were solicited by Czech television, which set up a special website where you could send your own photos and videos and updates. So really, I think people were very well informed. And because of that, there was less, you know, panic and chaos and nervousness about what was going on.
Now, these floodwaters have travelled down the Danube and the Elbe, which is why they've impacted so many countries. How much cross-border cooperation is there?
I think there is a fairly high degree of cross-border cooperation because, as you know, the river systems are very, very interconnected, and what happens in one country obviously has an intimate effect on what happens on the neighbouring country. So they have been in touch, obviously. I think the most recent developments we've had is that some large empty steel tanks were somehow dislodged enough, were floating down the River Labe towards Germany, setting off alarms. But I think certainly the authorities are, you know, exchanging information and keeping each other abreast of what's going on.